Georgia.
Some know Charlene Hunter Gould as the first African-American woman who famously integrated the University of Georgia amid racial discrimination, personal threats, and student riots. Just an old sweet song. Former Africa Bureau Chief for CNN, she is now National Public Radio's foreign correspondent living in South Africa. As a young girl, she said, she could have never imagined living in Africa, but after covering the continent for so many years, her appetite has only grown stronger.
I used to think that you had to be really old to be a witness to history. But I have witnessed a lot of history, even when I was 19 years old, witnessing the change in the American South. So now I have a whole second chance to see another part of history in the making.
As an award-winning journalist, she's covered all facets of Africa. From apartheid to the Rwandan genocide to the birth of new democracies and growing economies. Is Africa making progress fast enough to catch up with the rest of the world?
It's going to take time. But if you look at South Africa, which is the engine right now, the economic engine of the continent, and its efforts to get its arms around its own poverty, it is making strides. There are efforts being made on the part of some in the West to help Africa. So if there's a real commitment on the part of those who have to help those who do not have, I think that there's a real possibility that Africa can join the family of global nations in a very important way.
New news out of Africa, uncovering Africa's Renaissance, the title of Hunter Gould's new book, is looking beyond what she calls the 4Ds. Mm-hmm. She explains.
When I returned to America, all I saw about Africa was what I call news through the prism of the 4Ds of the African apocalypse: death, disease, disaster, and despair. New news isn't necessarily good news in the sense of a romanticized, everything is coming up roses in Africa, but it attempts to give a more balanced look at the continent, some of the good things that are happening, like these new rules of the road I talked about. I didn't use the term NEPAD, but that's what the African Union has come up with in order to get more accountability, more transparency, more respect for human rights, the empowerment of women, etc. If people think that it's all death, disease, disaster, and despair, and nothing that they do is going to make a difference, then they just close their pocketbooks or shut down their expertise or whatever they might have provided to a continent woefully in need of these things, and they say, oh, I'll just put my money and my effort somewhere else. Well, here is a continent that deserves better than that.
Roaming around the continent, reporting.
She recently joined forces with American actor and activist Danny Glover and fellow journalist Maureen Bunyan in Washington at an annual fundraiser for Trans-Africa Forum, an institution that analyzes U.S. policy as it affects Africa and the diaspora.
1985, when I entered, the South African government.
As guest of honor, she read excerpts from her book, shared her experiences, and answered questions from a crowd that showed its keen interest in African issues. Many lined up afterwards to get close and have book copies signed by Hunter Gould. Mariama Diallo, reporting in Washington.